Some music lovers will get a glimpse of the future of the Boston Symphony Orchestra tonight. Incoming music director Andres Nelsons leads the first of four BSO performances at the Tanglewood Music Center in Lenox. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
This is Nelson's first stint at Tanglewood as incoming music director. Last summer, he was forced to cancel his performances after whacking his head on a low doorframe in Germany.
I'm very, very happy to be here. No concussion this year, so I'm here. I'm very glad.
The 35-year-old Latvian conductor says Tanglewood is like a summer camp for classical musicians. The Boston Symphony Orchestra calls the lush green campus home for the next 2 months or so. Young music students also travel to Tanglewood for intensive instruction. Nelsons has been working with them this week.
I mean, I'm not very old yet, but it's still going back to, you know, when I was studying in 16, 17, 18 years old, this kind of feeling of excitement. It's not a job in a job being only a duty.
It's great that he's working with the students really right off the bat.
That's classical music reviewer Lloyd Schwartz. He says it's a relief that the orchestra finally has a music director. It's been without its own maestro since James Levine stepped down in 2011.
Nelson's is an exhilarating, sometimes very exciting, young, very talented conductor.
Schwartz says sometimes because he thinks tonight's program is too safe.
He's opening with an all Dvorak program, a wonderful Dvorak symphony, and terrific violin concerto with a famous guest star, Anne-Sophie Mutter, but not very exciting.
Schwartz was hoping Nelsons would go out on a limb with more challenging repertoire, especially for his first performance. But the conductor takes issue with that opinion.
It's a very subjective thing. For someone, Haydn, Bach is the most exciting. For someone, Carter is the most exciting. For someone, Strauss. For me, for a musician, all the music is exciting. And if we don't approach it with the excitement, we can't be a musician.
Nelsons is leading a range of performances this weekend and next, including standards like Beethoven's Fifth and an excerpt from Richard Strauss's more rarely heard comedic opera, Der Rosenkavalier. Nelsons' 5-year contract with the BSO begins officially in September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.